Grouchy.
Grouchy.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear.
That's 12-year-old Sean Freiberger from New York State, who was diagnosed with childhood apraxia of speech when he was 3 years old. The condition is a motor speech disorder, which means his brain and muscles in his mouth and jaw don't communicate properly, causing his speech and language problems. In particular, words with R in them or R sounds are difficult for Sean to say. He's had years of traditional speech therapy to get him to this point, but after 2 months of ultrasound combination therapy at Haskins Laboratories, this was how he sounded.
Grouchy.
Grouchy.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear.
A marked improvement for Sean. And the technology is compact and easy to use. As the patient speaks, they hold a small ultrasound wand underneath their chin, and a computer screen allows them to see how their tongue and jaw are moving. And Jonathan Preston, a doctor at Haskins Laboratories, explains how ultrasound helps both him and his patients.
We can show them, here's what your tongue is actually doing, but here's where I want the tongue to go. So we can be very explicit in terms of the types of cues that we give our clients. We can talk about different parts of the tongue because they have to move differently, the front of the tongue and the back of the tongue.
Haskins have just started a 3-year clinical research study that will observe 24 children to see whether ultrasound therapy could augment traditional speech therapy techniques in the future. And Sean's mother, Sue Freiberger, says it's been a long and frustrating journey for the family.
When we weren't making progress, that the speech language professionals were not all real familiar with how to treat kids with apraxia, that this condition is rare and it requires more than just traditional speech therapy.
Ultrasound therapy is by no means a magic bullet for everyone. It won't help stuttering, for example, but it certainly is showing success in young children like Sean. If the study in Connecticut and elsewhere in the U.S. concludes that ultrasound is a useful and effective tool, Dr. Preston believes many more people could be helped, and Sean just may be its best salesman.
I would say you need to take it, because it helped me, it can help them.
Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.